800-497-8345.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I'm Al Portland, and I appreciate you joining me. We have a really, really interesting show this week. We're going to start out with my friend James Turk, talk about a remote. I hate to keep saying that, but James is over in Spain, and I'm over here in Northwest Washington State. So, boy, I'll tell you, isn't technology interesting? James, what I think is really fascinating right now is I just spent a couple of days up in Vancouver, British Columbia, and I got home Thursday evening, and I'm, you know, going over the wire services and the various stories, and I noticed that Michelle Lagarde came out on Thursday, and she said that this very well could be, and I'm not editorializing, this is almost a direct quote, this very well could be a situation that is not unlike the 1930s, where you had isolationism, protectionism, and certainly a major depression. And her comment was, if everybody doesn't work together, that's what it's going to turn into. Now, you're over in Spain. What's the general consensus over there on that issue?
You know, it varies a little bit by country. But, you know, Spain, by the traditional definition, is in a depression, with unemployment at 22%, mm-hmm. youth unemployment about 45%. But, you know, her comments are similar to other official comments here in Europe. A few weeks ago, Mervyn King, who is the governor of the Bank of England, was quoted as saying that, you know, this is the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression, if not ever. And, you know, with the bank solvency issues, you know, the sovereign debt issues and those types of things, you know, people have been comparing it to the Great Depression, and rightly so. I think, you know, we are in a depression. Whether it's going to be worse than the Great Depression, only time will tell. But, you know, we have a lot more problems to contend with today than we did back then, given the mountain of debt that we're facing. And also given the fact that we're looking more and more to governments for solutions rather than where we should be looking, which is sure. really to the free market.
Oh, I agree 100%. Let's talk a little bit about what happened this past week in gold. Now, on December 7th, gold was trading up around $1,750 an ounce. It has been generally a downward trend since then. With looking at a chart, I see two exceptions. Today, as we're recording, Friday, gold is up a skosh. But, you know, we've gone from $750 down to below $1,600. Now, some people say this is a correction. Some people say this is simply based on fear. People are looking to increase liquidity by, unfortunately, making a big mistake, in my opinion, and that's going into U.S. dollars. What do you read this as being, James?
There have been certain factors that have been driving gold higher now for 10 years, and it basically comes down to currency debasement, you know, too much money printing by central banks, too much debt by sovereign governments and, you know, over-leveraged corporations and everything else. And, you know, we've seen these things before, Al, you know, in terms of the drop in the gold price, but the fundamental factors that have been driving gold higher, you know, have not changed. The key to understanding gold is just like any other asset. You know, when it's undervalued and useful, you want to own it. When it becomes overvalued and no longer useful, then you want to get rid of it.
Right.
And, you know, on both of these points, you know, gold is still undervalued and it's very useful because it doesn't have counterparty risk.
Yeah. What I find to be interesting here is just looking at some of the fundamentals that should be driving the price of gold up, and I think ultimately will. But, you know, you look at the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar today is relatively strong. It's relatively strong for one reason, and that's because people are very, very concerned about what's going on in Europe. I mean, we've talked about that almost ad nauseum on this particular show. But I see the next step in Europe as very possibly being the demise of the euro, okay, and sovereign currencies coming back, depending on, you know, sovereign currencies coming back, the German Deutschmark, et cetera. I think that the odds of that happening are probably much better than average, number one. And number two, I think that if that does happen, it strikes me that that would be incredibly beneficial for gold, as would a continued spiraling downward of the economic situation in Europe. I don't see that personally as being solved in the near future.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you. And, you know, we shouldn't be talking about gold as if it had died. I mean, it's still up 12%, you know, as we speak, year to date, which would, if it ends the year up again, that's going to be 11 years up in a row.
Right.
I mean, even this year's performance, what other asset has appreciated at that kind of level this year? It's very few and far between. So, you know, gold is in a correction. The factors that have been driving it higher are still very much in place. And as Europe continues to spin out of control, you know, gold will reassert itself and the bull market will, you know, be proven to still be alive.
Well, I think it is. You know, it's another interesting thing that crossed the wire yesterday or the day before is that the Chinese participation in U.S. debt is going down. And I think that's interesting. They have been selling some of their debt of late, but in some of the more recent financings, for lack of better terms, the Chinese have taken a smaller amount. I would still maintain that long-term, their particular philosophy on gold and silver, which is bullish, it always has been, certainly has come to the forefront in the last 5 or 6 years, but I would maintain that there's another reason to put some of your capital into gold right now.
You're absolutely right. You know, a couple of points on your comment, you know, making the comparison to the Great Depression. You know, people focus on problems at home, and there are some liquidity issues going on in China at the moment, so it's not surprising that they might be selling treasury bonds in order to, you know, raise liquidity for some of their domestic purposes. You see that happening a lot over here in Europe in terms of rather than focusing on a whole European basis, countries are looking more and more at their own situation to try to help their own population rather than looking, you know, pan-European. But the other element about China is that they've become a very important importer of gold. In the past, they've been able to use domestic production to satisfy domestic demand. But now that they're importing, they've become a major factor in the gold market, and I think that's likely to become even more so as Chinese inflation continues to rise at a fairly rapid rate.
You know, I had an interesting comment from a listener, which I responded to yesterday, who happens to be pretty bearish on gold. You know, his comment was India's demand is decreasing. He threw out a number that the demand for gold in India is down somewhere between 12 and 18%. Number one, I didn't realize that was the case. And can you comment on the accuracy on that?
Yeah, I don't know the exact percentage, but, you know, you do get fluctuations in the demand like that. Typically, when oil prices get up around $100, gold demand in India goes down because the rupee tends to be weak. And, you know, that's what's happened over the past couple of weeks. The rupee's been weak, and oil prices were up at $100 a barrel. But at these prices, Indian demand is re-emerging and has been very strong, and I expect it to continue strong through the end of the year. You know, they don't celebrate Christmas or the holidays there.
Yeah.
They just continue, you know, focusing on buying gold when it's good value.
Roger Wiegand is looking for a Santa Claus rally in both the conventional markets, and he's looking for the gold to end this year on a very, very positive note. Now, we've only got about a week left, 2 weeks, I guess I should say, to be accurate, left. What do you think the odds of his comment coming true are?
Yeah, I agree with Roger on this one. Typically, you do get strength into the end of the year. And, you know, given the shellacking that the precious metals took, and indeed most markets have taken over the past couple of weeks, it would not be unusual to see a bounce and a rally from those levels. So, you know, I expect to see strength in both gold and silver. And in fact, you know, today is, you know, we're beginning the long climb back up. And, you know, we'll probably see $2,000 an ounce in the first half of 2012.
Real quick, and I know you can't answer this in 30 seconds, but possibly you can, but if you can't, we'll carry over into the next segment. I had a listener specifically asking me questions about the liquidity of goldmoney.com. Real quick, how liquid is it? I happen to know it's very liquid. What are your comments?
Yeah, it's 100% liquid. If you want to take redemption of your gold or silver, you know, you can do it. You can sell it immediately, or you can actually take, you know, your physical gold. It's completely liquid. No fractional reserves in gold money.
There you go. No fractional reserves. I tell you, I can't say that about my particular bank. I certainly can't say that about any financial institution. James, it's always a pleasure. We're going to get James back on the show just prior to Christmas. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Hey, everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you have to admit James Turk is one heck of an interesting guy, and I think that his views on gold are, in my opinion, they're 100% right on. I want to say, in the interest of full disclosure, that Big Al is probably going to put some of his capital into goldmoney.com, and this is something that if I decide to do it, I will do it on Monday. And I don't need to give you 3 days notice on this one, because there's no way that I'm going to affect the market with my purchase. But it's just, I want you guys to know that I'm fairly familiar with that. Okay, chatting with Alan Butler right now. Alan has a great program down in Atlanta, Georgia, which I have the privilege of being on. It's part of the Wall Street Network. His program is called Butler on Business, and I was on the show last week, and we put the audio up on our site, and I got a number of very, very interesting comments from you folks regarding some of the things that that we said on there. Now, one comment that we got is from a gentleman by the name of Butler Investor, and I want to read you this comment, and then we'll have Alan respond to it. He says, quote, "Al, how do you protect assets? Everything I see says buy gold and silver and land. To the contrary, every time gold goes up, the AU and AG stocks move a little, and when gold falls, the stocks bomb. This is in spite of better margins and earnings on the part of the companies and better assets into the ground." Alan, we've been talking about that for a long time. What are your views on that particular issue?
Well, Al, first of all, you know, you're the expert on those mining stocks, so when people ask me about mining stocks, I get you on the radio show. But I will say, as far as owning the precious metals, I mean, you can't argue with the last 10-year track record of gold. I mean, gold has been up every year for 10 consecutive years. It is likely to be up next year as well. I've taken advantage of this recent dip in the last couple of days to add to my gold positions.
Yeah,
and I look at gold and silver as basically a savings account.
Well, I do too, and that's why I mentioned goldmoney.com here at the outset of this interview. I think it's a great way to do it. You know, the listener goes on, Butler Investor. That isn't you by any chance, is it?
No, not at all. Okay. Although I am a fan of you. I am a fan of the Corlin Report.
Well, thank you, and I'm a big fan of Butler on Business. Anyhow, having said that, the listener comes on and he says, "Where are our assets safe today? Where is cash safe?" And he, you know, concludes his comment by saying, "After 45 years in the business, I feel I know less today than when I entered this particular business in 1967. Well, I got to tell you, Mr. Butler Investor, don't feel like the Lone Ranger, because I'm kind of there with you. But, Alan, what are your comments on that?
Well, first of all, you have to look at the real rate of inflation. Now, on Friday, the government reported that we basically had totally non-existent inflation.
Right.
I do think they acknowledged a slight uptick in their so-called core rate of inflation. But if you look at the methodology that was used during the Reagan administration, we have inflation currently north of 10%.
Correct.
I think using those metrics, we're at about 11%. If you go back to the methodology that was used under Bill Clinton, we are at 7%. So the more accurate figure is the 11% figure. There was a study done recently that year over year, the cost of this year's Thanksgiving dinner was 13% higher than last year's Thanksgiving dinner.
Correct.
And in their core inflation, basically, they have thrown out those things which most of the senior citizens buy so that they could hold down that cost of living adjustment, or COLA, so they are intentionally understating the rate of inflation. So once you calculate the true rate of inflation, you would have to have a yield or a return of at least 11% just to maintain your purchasing power. And there are no equities paying you that kind of money. There are certainly no savings accounts paying you that kind of money. The only thing out there right now seem to be the commodities. Now, you have to put up with the volatility, but gold for thousands of years has been the ultimate hedge against a fiat currency, and that's why so many people are so fond of gold.
Well, I'll tell you, you're preaching to the choir when you're talking to me, and I know you're preaching to the choir when you talk to 90% of our audience, but I think folks sometimes need to be reminded of that. It is very, very interesting to me how I understand on the surface talking about inflation, how the government can come out and they can say, if you take out food and energy, which they do in their CPI, they came out yesterday and said inflation was basically zero, and then if you add in food and energy, it's 0.2% a month. Well, you know, that's kind of like saying black is white, but we've changed the definition of white to something different. It's really, really, I think, unconscionable to do that, as you said very accurately. Under the Reagan administration, inflation was measured one way, and during the Clinton administration, they took out food and fuel, and it just, it is amazing to me why the government would do that. Now, I mean, I guess I can understand in a sense that the government would do that, you know, being very dramatic in this next statement, but simply by saying, you know, they're doing it because they don't want to cause undue fright in the economy, because our economy is based totally on, for lack of better terms, confidence. And if people are aware that inflation is going up, if people are aware that the 366,000 number that was given for unemployment claims this past week was totally inaccurate and it was significantly higher than that, you'd see some real concern, Alan.
Absolutely, and since you mentioned the unemployment, you know, we have reached a point where that U3 unemployment number of theirs, we've reached a point where that U3 unemployment number of theirs, where we're sending out more than twice as many unemployment checks than the government is now counting as people being unemployed. So I really don't see the purpose in them releasing any of this information anymore, because it's so erroneous. Everybody knows that we have inflation right now, perhaps except for Ben Bernanke. But he is the creator of inflation.
Well, he's a PhD, economist. He knows we've got inflation right now. It just, you know, you have to toe the party line, for lack of better terms. Well, you know, it sounds like you and I are definitely on the same page. It doesn't sound like it. I know we're definitely on the same page. I am firmly convinced that right now, commodities are, without a doubt, the best place to be in terms of listeners, people out there protecting themselves against, for lack of better terms, the total erosion of their dollar. You know, one last comment, and then we're going to take a real quick break here, and then Alan's going to be back with us for the next segment. But one last comment is, how do you feel about Michelle Legrand's comment yesterday that she feels that the world economy is really in no different a position today than it was in 1930. Pretty terrifying.
I would say that she is spot on. And in fact, it's in worse shape.
Yeah.
And we'll go over that on the other side of the break. How's that?
We're going to do it right on the other side of the break. Listen, you guys stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with Alan Butler. Hang on.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas sun dehydrating and preparedness kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN. Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Big Al is back with Alan Butler from Butler on Business down in Atlanta, Georgia. I want to say we received a number of comments, Alan, from number one CFS Dave had this question, and then one of our listeners in Germany, Anna, had the same question. CFS initiated the question by saying, how mechanically can the U.S. devalue overnight since it has a floating currency? And then Anna responded very quickly by saying, that's a good question. I'd like to know it too. Mr. Butler should develop his theory next weekend. Please, my imperative request. Anna, CFS, here's the answer. Alan, you're on, buddy.
Well, we've had, just take the ruble, for example. The ruble has undergone two major devaluations. The one the Russians will call the major collapse of the ruble, and the other one is the minor collapse of the ruble. I have the fortune of knowing a number of Russians who endured both ruble collapses. A friend of mine's wife, on the major collapse, the one where the ruble lost a third of its value, she took off for a flight heading back into Moscow, and over the course of a two-hour flight, the ruble lost a third of its value. It can float. The floating is part of the reason why you can have such a massive devaluation. It's not necessarily that the government's going to wave its hand and say we're devaluing the dollar, but the market will devalue it.
Yeah.
Much the way real estate, housing has been devalued. The market is a self-correcting mechanism. When the attention turns from Europe towards the United States and the mother of all bubbles, the U.S. dollar bubble, when the air comes out of that bubble, we will see a rapid decline in the value of the dollar.
Yeah, no, I would agree 100%. Alan, I want to ask you another thing. One of our other listeners, Clay, had the following comment, and I want to get your input on this one. The comment wasn't necessarily in response to your show, but kind of in response to what I do. But Clay says, quote, "Al, the sound in your voice is really very depressed, and I feel the same way. What's really disconcerting and sad is that all the really bad things seem to be coming out of governments around the world. Who, what, and why are these people doing the things they are doing? Do they actually believe they're doing the right things, or do they not have a clue as to what they are doing? Do you think there's a common denominator to the reasons behind this?" And he uses the word in brackets, evil. I want to say two things. Number one, perhaps during the course of one or two interviews this week, I sounded depressed, but trust me, I'm not. I'm feeling really good. I like the opportunity that's available out there, and those opportunities are certainly afforded to people who stay well informed. Having said that, what do you think, Alan? I mean, is there something behind some of the actions that are going on by the governments? I mean, Clay went on and he talked a little bit about the National Defense Authorization Act, which Congress just passed, to where, you know, the U.S. government can detain anyone, U.S. citizen or not, for an indefinite period of time, and they can send that person to any place in the world without any rights whatsoever. That is kind of scary, buddy.
Yeah, and the irony of that bill passed on the 200th anniversary of the Bill of Rights, and I can think of no other example worse than a violation of the Bill of Rights than that legislation that passed on that 200th birthday. But yeah, as far as this being worldwide, that was a coordinated effort they announced last week among these central bankers. So, yes, we have governments and central bankers all over the world trying to coordinate this action together, and I would argue it is for the benefit of the banking class and for the political insiders, and not that I'm an occupier by any stretch of the imagination, but there is some underlying truth to that. I mean, it's a rigged game. It's crony capitalism. It's the banksters, and it is coordinated. Timothy Geithner's over there meeting with those people.
Yeah.
He's over there to protect our banks. They're over there meeting to protect their banks. And, you know, the important thing I'd like to point out, when they talk about bailing out Greece or bailing out Italy or Spain, they're not bailing out those countries. They're giving them the money so that they can repay the banks. It always goes back to those banks. So the bailout, for example, you remember when they were saying that the Greece bondholders were going to take a 50% haircut?
Mm-hmm.
I argued they didn't take a 50% haircut. They got a 50% bailout because otherwise they wouldn't have gotten a dime. So it's a question of how it is packaged.
Yes, well, here's
a coordinated action.
Yeah. Here's an interesting question, Alan. And the question is, one could, you know, let me just be the devil's advocate here for a second. Couldn't one argue, and I don't happen to believe this, okay, but other people could argue that, well, we don't have a choice at this moment in time. What do you say to that?
I say that's nonsense. Every time, if you look at the history of these bailouts, it's the same old song and dance. I mean, it's going to be the end of the world if we don't bail out who? The banks. So what we have is a situation. It's heads I win, tails you lose. That's the system that we've got. And one of the buzzwords that's been used lately is we've got privatized profits, but we're socializing the losses. So what if a handful of major banks failed? We've got over 8,000 banks in this country. Why are we going to destroy the standard of living for every American in this to bail out banks that bet badly and lost on those mortgage-backed securities? The free market works. The free market works, and it is a self-correcting mechanism. Had Goldman Sachs gone out, had Wells Fargo gone out, had Bank of America gone out, there's 8,000 other banks that would have stepped up and taken that business.
I agree 1,000%, yeah.
Imagine during the tech bubble, when the tech bubble collapsed, there was no government effort to save those companies, and what happened? The stronger emerged even bigger. Microsoft, Intel, Apple, they all survived the collapse of the technology bubble without being bailed out. It always comes back to the banks. That's the whole reason for the central bank. It is to protect the bankers.
I can't disagree with that. I cannot disagree with that at all. Now, something that I find interesting, and I'll make a comment on it first, and then I'd like you to do the same if you would, but came out on the wire services yesterday. I spent a couple of days in Canada this week, and I got back last Thursday night, I guess it was, not last night, and checking what was coming over on my wire anyway, and I noticed that Bank of America was downgraded to a triple B rating by Fitch's. Okay, having said that, doesn't say very much for Bank of America, and I wonder what the implications of that are going to be on your friend and mine, Mr. Buffett's substantial investment that he put into B of A here 4 or 5 months ago.
You know, the only thing I can say for the Oracle of Omaha is the more and more I follow what he's doing, the more I realize he's a prime example of crony capitalism. You know, he was hollering for bailouts when he was investing in Goldman Sachs. I tell you, Al, a good guest that you can have on your show is my buddy Joe Herring, and out of Omaha, Nebraska. That whole XL pipeline is a political payoff to Warren Buffett. That Warren Buffett, when he bought that railroad, the Burlington Northern Railroad, everybody scratched their head and said, why would Warren buy this railroad? Well, I'll tell you why. If they kill the pipeline, to get that oil to the Gulf of Mexico, it has to travel over Warren Buffett's railroad at a cost of $7.50 a barrel versus $1.50 a barrel to go over the pipeline. And the Bold Nebraska, which is the environmental opposition to the pipeline, is being financed by Warren Buffett's business partner. So I don't know what to tell you. Warren Buffett is, along with Jeffrey Immelt, one of the poster children of crony capitalism.
But final comment.
Joe Herring would be the great guest for that.
Hey, we'll put him on the show for sure. Final comment. I'm in the process right now of reading a book that really hit the media like gangbusters just a couple of weeks ago. The name of the book, and this relates directly to what you're talking about in terms of crony capitalism. I really, really want to highly recommend this book to our listeners. And the name of the book is called Vote Them All Out. The author of that book has been on various talk shows. It is amazing when you talk about crony capitalism, the advantage that our elected politicians have in the financial markets. Alan, always a pleasure to have you on the show. You guys stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with Peter Grandish.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, welcome in. Okay, we're here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Time out. Corlin, appreciate you joining me. Doing a bit of a remote right now, chatting with Peter Grandich. Big Al's up in Vancouver, British Columbia, and Peter is in New Jersey. So hopefully we'll have clear audio. I'm pretty sure that we will. Okay, I want to chat right now about what's going on in the gold market. I was talking with Marshall Beryl this morning. Marshall is the co-portfolio manager of the Encompass Fund. He also will be appearing in a segment in the second hour of this particular show. Marshall and I simply don't understand why the price of gold is decelerating, for lack of better terms, at this point. We're down on the $1,500 level as we're recording. Doesn't make any sense given all of the conditions that more and more people are becoming aware of. Rehypothecation is terrifying. What's going on with MF Global is very big news. What's going on with the various bonds in Europe? Italy earlier this week paid close to 7% on one of their bonds. This is all very, very bad news and theoretically should be bullish for the price of gold. Pete, in your mind, what's going on, buddy?
Well, first of all, gold, a couple weeks ago I noted on my blog, was coming to a point of what I would call an apex, where both a long-term downtrend line and uptrend line was meeting. And, of course, I had felt it was going to go to the upside, and I was wrong. It broke to the downside. But there was a technical aspect to this, and I'm sure there was technical selling based on charts, who don't care about the fundamentals that you just spoke about and you and I speak about.
Yep.
And being because it's the end of the year, it's in a period of time where those type of moves get exaggerated. The other factor also was gold was one of the few things people were sitting with substantial gains in. And as people get towards the end of the year and had losses, they decided to take some of their gains to offset their losses and, you know, start the year afresh. I also think that, you know, we'll never prove this and all, but there was a lot of good rumors around it. Some of the central banks and all were in the market selling or trying to get the market down a couple weeks ago, and apparently they succeeded. The hard thing to swallow and why, you know, I went so far as to challenge what I thought were, you know, 3 constant bears, 2 of which are always constantly wrong, with a $1 million challenge, is that the fundamentals all remain in place. And it's easy to say that, because, you know, people can just stick to something and just keep saying it, but they really have. There's really not been there really hasn't been a change in the long-term makeup of the market. Central banks aren't sellers. Producers aren't sellers. There's still net buying of physical. The world is printing money. All those things that were there to have lead this market remain. So did we get some technical damage? Does that mean we had to take maybe a step back or two that we didn't expect a couple weeks ago? Absolutely. But does that mean anybody that was thinking out longer term, and those of us like me and you and others who thought that there's still much higher to go in the market, is it still valid? Absolutely.
You know, Pete, I agree 100% with you. And what I find to be heartening, for lack of better terms at this point, is on our blog, which is very, very active, we're upwards of 150, 200 comments a day on the blog now, and that's a lot of fun. And it's a lot of fun, plus it's very, very educational for members of that blog because we all learn from each other. And one thing that every single one of my listeners has to say is, anybody who's in the metals for the short term really ought to think about going to Las Vegas and betting it all on black, because your odds in the short term are probably about the same. Okay, now having said that, we invest in gold and silver. Kathy and I invest in silver for the long term. The last purchase we made of silver, it was at $14 an ounce. You know, we've got at least a double right now. Am I going to sell it? Heck no. Why am I not going to sell it? Simply because I didn't buy it for any profit motives. I bought it because I wanted to have something that if, in fact, there was a currency collapse at some point in the future, as has occurred in the past, I should say, in Germany, as occurred fairly recently in Argentina, etc., I want to have something where at least I've got a shot at being able to buy food and fuel, etc. That's why I bought it. I'm not into gold and silver, Pete, for any profit motives. I've got a pretty darn good handle on the stock market, and I can make my profits there. Now, let's talk a little bit, Pete, about the million-dollar challenge that you put out to those individuals.
Well, in the height of the decline yesterday, I have been troubled, and apparently from a bunch of emails and calls I got, I'm not the only one. I have been troubled with a couple of parties who I think have demonstrated a very poor overall performance towards forecasting gold, but not only continue to get featured their views, but are arrogant and blatantly false when they refer to their past actions. One is John Nadler, and the other is Jeff Scripson of the CPM Group.
Sure.
And I used another gentleman who clearly did not have the same overall total bad performance, but sometimes, or at least came up to me as of yesterday, an arrogance, and that was Dennis Gottman, who received a lot of media attention these past few days about a forecast of his. So in order to comment where I thought gold wasn't all, I felt that once and for all, I like to see these guys put their money where their mouth was, I legitimately, and I arranged through a law firm to have it set aside, I offered to wager it to them that I would bet $1 million, that gold would see it 2,000 before it see 1,000. And I published that, and of course, immediate people picked up on it. Now, since then, when you and I are recording this, not surprisingly, Nadler has come out and, you know, twisted and turned everything as he always does. But I received a most gracious and very long and very, very well thought out of email from Dennis Gottman. And we've corresponded back and forth a couple times since then, explaining his position and where he stood. And one of the things that came out of this is the man that I had thought he was, and from his actions when I see him publicly, and I've been on some dioceses and all with him, and the man that was able to pen this email to me certainly has changed my opinion of him as a person.
Oh, yeah. Dennis is a good guy. Dennis is not totally accurate all the time, but I've known Dennis for 4 or 5 years. He's been on the show, and I'm here to tell you, Pete, he's a decent person.
Yeah, and there's no, absolutely want to underline this, that there's no question now that the good that came out of all of this, other than I think those of us who are getting a buying opportunity, getting gold and silver, is that an opinion that I thought I had and obviously didn't have the full facts to have of a person has dramatically changed. But, of course, Nadler did his thing and reinforced what I always knew he was. So both good things came out of that. So that's really what it was about. But I want to get past that and just say is that, yeah, can we go sideways? Can we be sloppy? Can we even go another $100 lower in gold before it turns up? Absolutely, especially since we're at the end of the year and the liquidity in this market's going to dry up as we get to the new year. But anybody that thinks that this has changed anything fundamentally, just as everybody thought, you know, because everybody got all caught up in the 200-day moving average was broken, it's the end. It's been broken 7 or 8 times in this bull market, and what happened? Gold eventually went a lot higher, and I think that's going to be the same case again.
Pete, I agree 100%, you know, and I'll tell you what really got my attention. Last weekend, on the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report, we talked about the concept of rehypothecation and how dangerous that is. And I spoke about that with 3 or 4 different individuals last week, and the numbers are really, really staggering. They're huge, and they're terribly frightening. And if one understands the concept of leverage, which in fact rehypothecation is, one has to believe that a sound asset like gold and silver is at this moment in time the safest place to be. I mean, you know, we can run around the barnyard and ruffle our feathers and all the rest of it, but the fact of the matter is fundamentals are fundamentals, and when currencies basically get drubbed in value down to nothing because of the leverage that has been placed on those currencies, okay, which is causing the various central banks around the world to print more money, which I think is a mistake. I gotta tell you, my friend, gold and silver is clearly the best place to be.
You know, you're singing to the choir.
I know.
And I, you know, like I said, what I try to emphasize to my readers yesterday, because I know there were still people who have not committed yet, that those that were looking for the time, you've been given an opportunity. And I really think when we do a show, if we please God to be the grace that we're all here this time next year, those who act now will be looking at a nice capital gain a year from now.
Pete, I don't think there's any question about it. Listen, really quick, I want to tell listeners, we provide a link to Peter's website. It's on our homepage. You ought to get involved in it. You ought to read what Peter has to say. It's not going to cost you any money. Peter is truly, truly an informed individual, and I have to tell you, I've known him for 15, 20 years. He is very, very seldom incorrect in many of the things that he says, and taking it one step farther, I would have to say this. Peter's an honest guy, and he's got principles. Check him out. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back for the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.